This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescuers continue to comb through the rubble of a partially collapsed building in Surfside, Florida, after a portion of the condominium fell away overnight, killing at least one person. AP reporter Terry Spencer says many people could not figure out what was happening when the beachfront condo fell.
People who were in neighboring buildings described hearing what sounded like either thunder, feeling what felt like an earthquake. One said it felt like a large windstorm had come. Many of them checked their weather apps on their phone thinking that they were a storm, but they didn't see anything. Barry Cohen, who's a former vice mayor of Surfside, who lives in the building, said he was awoken by the crash. And when he walked outside his apartment, it was just dust coming at him and debris and fled the building.
That's AP's Terry Spencer reporting from Florida. President Joe Biden on Thursday said, "We have a deal," announcing a bipartisan agreement on a $953 billion infrastructure plan that would achieve his top legislative priority and validate his efforts to reach across the political aisle. Biden announced the deal at a surprise appearance in front of cameras with members of a group of senators from both parties after an agreement was reached at the White House.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose, and they give me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Details of the deal were scarce to start, but the pared-down plan with $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website.